Joining me is former Hereford United striker Phil Stan. Phil, you joined Hereford in 1986. When did you first become aware that John Newman was interested in signing you?
Well, I'd obviously started playing for the reserves when I got posted back to Hereford during the Army days. Started playing for the reserves, and after a few months, might have even been a year, John called me into the office one day and said, you know, I want to have a chat about your future. You know, would I be interested in becoming a professional footballer? And I've already had a bit of a taste of it when I played for Reading in the early 80s, but I was still in the Army then and stationed down at Aldershot.
You made your debut against Newport. You scored a hat-trick. Do you remember much about that game?
Not really. I don't remember being very tired after it. But, yeah, it was a three-over game, wasn't it? And I think Ollie Kearns and Stuart Phillips were injured on the night, so John gave me my debut. I think we won 4-0, and it was a really good night for me.
You played under Ned Kelly for the Army team. I've spoken to Ned a few years ago, and he speaks very highly of you. How much of an influence was Ned for your career?
Oh, it was tremendous. You know, I mean, not just my footballing career, but my military career as well. And, you know, he was a real mentor and someone I could talk to, and you know, like a lot of the guys there at the time. But especially Ned, who really did look after me. And obviously it was Ned who actually spoke to John Newman originally about me and got me playing for the reserves.
Did you struggle at first with fitness from going straight into the professional game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's different kind of fitness. You know, there's a major difference between professional football and the Army. But it took me a good part of the year and a good pre-season under my belt to really get established, I think.
Ian Bowyer took over from John Newman. You mentioned Ian in your book. Did you think that he brought the best out of you with the way that he handled you as a player?
I think so. Looking back now as an ex coach and manager of a football league club, you know, I can understand now. Obviously, you don't understand at the time because you're a player and you concentrate on playing in the team. But, you know, when I look back, he was probably, along with John, one of the biggest influences on my career, you know. And I do see him now and again, so it's, and we do have a bit of a laugh about the old times. But, yeah, I think he had a really positive impact on my career.
In the 88-89 season, your strike partner was Paul McLaughlin. What was he like to play with?
Yeah, I mean, Paul had come from Bristol, so, you know, I was playing for Hereford, and, you know, when players come in from big clubs, you really do learn a lot about, especially the professionalism side of it. And Paul was a great dribbler as well, and he could finish as well. And it was funny, because a couple of years later, we ended up alongside Steve Spooner playing for Mansfield Town, so we played quite a few years together with Paul, and, you know, especially with Steve Spooner as well.
You left Hereford in the summer of 1989. You joined Notts County, who are managed by Neil Warnock, who's currently the Cardiff manager. We'll come to Cardiff in a bit, but what was Neil Warnock like as a manager?
We didn't really get on, if I'm being honest. You know, but again, looking back now, you know, after being involved in the management side, I do understand about not fitting in with his style of play. You know, even though I did score a few goals for him, but the role that he wanted me to do didn't really suit me. And it was a big mistake going there, because I could have gone to Plymouth and Bournemouth under Harry Redknapp at the time. So there were one or two other stints, but I made my mind up, I wanted to go and play for Neil Warnock, and then soon realised it was a big mistake. But that's the way it goes.
Your career was resurrected at Cardiff City. What are your memories of the matches at Ninian Park?
Well, it was a pleasure to play for that club, you know, and it's you know, we had a really successful side, and it was a great time being there. And, you know, this were the days before, you know, obviously money, but you know, we had a great team spirit down there, some great players, international players, and you know, we won the league, we won the cup, the Welsh Cup. So it was a really interesting time, and I'm really pleased I played for Cardiff City.
You ended up being a manager at Lincoln City. How did you find the transition from player to manager?
Very difficult, and I'm sure lots of ex-players that move straight into management will say the same, because I actually finished off, I think it was something like 38 when I played my last league game, and found myself being assistant manager, coach, and then the transition to manager. But you know, the thing is, when you're a player, and by then I was a very experienced professional with quite a lot of games under the belt, I thought I knew everything about the game, you know. But when you actually get into the management position, you actually find out very quickly that you don't know anything about the game.
You held a massive regard at Edgar Street for your goals. Are there any goals that you know that stick out particularly in the memory?
Not particularly, you know. I always thought I was very lucky and fortunate to become a professional footballer. So every time I went on the field, I thought it was fantastic. I was so privileged to be a professional footballer, and so it was, every game was a bonus for me.
You're currently living in Nottingham. Are you still in contact with any former Hereford United players?
No, but I do work for the Football League, so now and again you do come across players that you played for, you know, Steve Spooner, Birmingham City, and obviously Steve Devine, a left-back, who's a physio at Derby County. So now and again you do come across people. I've seen Darren Peacock not long ago on one of his coaching courses. So when you are involved in the game, it's funny how sometimes you cross paths again, but you don't necessarily keep in touch. It's a little bit different than the army, where you do keep in touch with people, and you move on, as they say.
And Hereford FC is the Phoenix team that took over from Hereford United. Do you still keep up abreast with the information?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I played for Reading, but only on a part-time basis. But it was Hereford United that put me on the road, so to speak. And you know, I have really good fond memories of the club and the people there. You know, the staff, and you know, we all remember the Christmas parties, and it was such a family atmosphere at the time. It was just a joy to play